Being for Others blog, number 38, The Ernstraudian Way, 12 May 2020. We have been creating our own worlds, first mentally and then tangibly. We are doing this with two methods. A. We picture our preferred conditions until we perceive them around us. And B. We act on our environment to realize those conditions. We need resilience to meld the methods smoothly into a way of life. Thinking and doing are complementary. Sounds inviting, doesn't it? Are you ever drawn away from this idyllic scenario? Accept my assurance that it is still in my heart when I am digging my car out of a snowdrift or soothing a reader who thinks my last article was impressively stupid. The mundane world tugs me away from my reverie, but my spirit is forever free, spreading its wings and rising above the fray. Coming back down to earth, I face realities of daily upkeep. Nevertheless, the most important part of my reality is rubbing off my spirited freedom on you, so that we can share a vision of what might and will be. Together, we will delineate the possible. It is worth the time we spend together. Now that I have glorified the answer, let me give you the question. Why don't people get along with each other? Do you see that the above paragraphs move us far beyond political infighting? It is painful even to bring up that word in this peaceful article. This is a happiness blog. I have just opened Ernstraud School as a training ground where we will create and implement activities exercising this happiness. There is a need for this talent. When we are in the world, joy is present in the world. Some time ago, I expressed the idea in this graphic. EHSS. Ernstraud Happiness Sharing Society is an essential happiness support system. This school is not characterized by unanimous agreement. Our unity is the absence of contention, as we share diverse viewpoints. Indeed, the inclusion of viewpoints is our hallmark. We appeal to each other not in the tone of, "My idea is better," but rather in the tone of, "See how each of us has an idea that helps the other idea to grow." Electioneering is sadly expressed as fight and win. We do not use that paradigm here. Instead, we learn and grow because that brings us together. Why this sudden outburst of flowery language? My heart feels a tender closeness with my readers. We're the ones willing to teach a fresh generation of collaborating associates to bring about progress without arousing hostility. Instead of fighting an opposing idea, we chart a course to good outcomes and invite all parties to join us on the Ernstraudian way. Begin where you are. Face the light. Proceed at your own pace. Bring someone with you.